Let me explain again. When we started this meeting on Patchen Avenue, I wanted to practice love. All the other churches preached against us. They didn't want us. They didn't like us. He said, oh, they're fanatical. Oh, Walt Fogel is a one-horse affair. But I loved them, and when they had revival meetings, I had announced them to our people. I said, go down there having revival meetings. Go if you're led. Go praying. Be a blessing. And after a while, they came back, and they brought their cards and said, they want us to join. What shall we do? I said, do as you please. You don't belong to me. Join if you want to. But I noticed something else. Up to that time, God had put his power into the meeting. Jesus took over. Jesus Christ took over. Every song, every testimony, every sermon, everything was somehow controlled by the Holy Ghost and given by the Holy Ghost. And those who were there know what miracles God wrought. What great miracles God wrought. We didn't have to go out and drum people into the church. Jesus added to the church such as should be saved. We had a very healthy percentage of people saved every few months. And we had a baptismal service. I remember sending a picture of the group home to my father, who was still alive, I said. And every one of them has a marvelous story to tell of how Jesus saved them. And our people fell in love with Jesus Christ because there was nothing else there. There was nothing there. Sometimes we had nobody to play the piano. There were two pianists that came there before I was there, and they were jealous one of another. And if one knew that the other one would be there, she wouldn't show up. And so sometimes we had none. And I said, thank God. Now let God come. And God came in spite of it. In spite of it, Jesus Christ came. And people got used to it. And they didn't come late like some of you come all the time. Late. You're afraid to give God 1 minute. Do that in your shop and you'll get fired. Or you'll get docked for a half an hour. But they come an hour ahead of time. Many times I had to send them home after midnight. What was it? They had met Jesus. Jesus Christ had met them. He had baptized them. It was a strange thing. People did not speak with tongues for a long time. But they were not only baptized in the Holy Ghost, they were baptized into God. They would worship God on the subway. They told me how everywhere, in the shop, everywhere, Jesus Christ just covered them and filled them. That's Pentecost. And it was wonderful in those days how people received something from heaven that changed. I remember sometimes coming in and sitting in the back row. I wanted to see whether the power of God was manifested back there like it was on the platform. It was exactly the same. The whole place was charged because rivers of living water issued forth from everybody that was there. Everybody. That's Pentecost. You have a little strength. And then when I sent people to other churches and they came back after 4 or 5 meetings, they lost that. They lost the spirit of worship. They, in that hubbub, what they call revival, they drove away the unction, the spirit of God. They think if there's no noise, there's no power. Oh, beloved, there's no substitute for Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus himself is no substitute. Thou art my portion.